This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to confront the greatest news flash of all. What is it? Is it something greater and more important than the strategies for impeachment, which have now been laid down today, earlier this morning, fairly clearly by both the Democrats who are going after the conviction of President Trump on the impeachment charges and the Republicans who are determined to defend him? No, it's bigger than that. And it's bigger even than the pandemic relief bill of $1.9 trillion. Bigger than that? Well, more significant. It is more significant even than the new controversy over a hunting season being opened up against Bigfoot. A lot of folks say that if this animal exists, it's one of the most endangered species, and hunting it is a terrible idea. We'll get to that controversy. The biggest story of them all has to do with life on other planets, life on other solar systems, on other star systems. And there is a very credible, I mean, deeply credentialed scientist. He was chairman of the Harvard Astronomy Department longer than anyone else in history. The astronomer is named, astrophysicist actually, is named Professor Avi Loeb. And he says the evidence is here and it's incontestable of an ancient civilization in another star system. We will speak to him about why he is so sure and what it means for all of us. But at the same time that all this is going on, and we will get to it, back on Earth, we have the coming together of Joe Biden and a group of 10 Republicans. And by the way, it's a sprinkling of Republicans of every ideology, some of the more moderate Republicans in the Senate and some of the more conservative Republicans in the Senate. But they all are trying to test this idea of bipartisanship and working together on behalf of something, making some progress on the economic response to the COVID-19 coronavirus. Now, what's interesting is they break down in the Wall Street Journal what the differences are between Biden's plan and the Republican plan. And it's not simply a difference in terms of spending money. It's a difference in terms of the extraneous stuff that Biden wants to include in his plan. For instance, we right now have a federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. I think there are very few people who don't believe that as long as we have a minimum wage, it should be higher than that. I mean, $7.25 is incredibly low. The idea that you'd have $7.25 an hour as a federal minimum wage at the same time that you have a number of cities like Seattle that are on track to getting $15 an hour. Okay, the Biden relief package, which could conceivably be passed with only Democratic support, though they may have a problem with Joe Manchin, which could sink the whole bill, but that bill would include a $15 minimum wage nationwide. And we wouldn't get there all at once. We'd get there step by step, but that still could be a disaster to struggling small businesses or to people who are trying to enter the employment market for the first time. So the Republican bill that has not been written yet, but its specifics actually have been put forward, I think, very effectively by Senator Susan Collins yesterday. The Republican bill wouldn't mess with the minimum wage right now. It would continue the unemployment relief and extend it through June, the unemployment extension to $300 a week for people whose unemployment was running out. And the Biden plan wants to extend it to September, not just to June, and they want it to be not $300 a week as it's been, but to raise it to $400 a week, which of course comes out to billions and billions of dollars in difference, because you're talking about so many people. And part of what is fascinating about this, Gerald Seib in the Wall Street Journal has a makes, I think, a very solid point that for President Biden, this is a very, very tough moment, because there are two things above all others that he promised and promised again and again and again and again in this campaign. And he really doesn't have a mandate for the kind of sweeping transformational change that he seems to be talking about. He won the presidential election solidly. It wasn't close. He won by 4.5 points, which is much more than Obama won against Mitt Romney, for instance, and much more than, well, Hillary Clinton, of course, won the popular vote last time. The point about Biden's margin is that his party didn't do that well. His party lost 13 seats in the House, and his party would have held the Senate if there hadn't been a very perturbed president who blew a special election in Georgia, a runoff election in Georgia, and blew two of them. All the Republicans needed to do was win one of those two Georgia seats, and they would still be in control of the Senate, and we wouldn't be dealing with this whole mess of Democrats having even the possibility of being able to pass a major piece of legislation with just Democratic votes. Gerald Seib writes, President Biden and his Democratic Party face a big decision this week on whether to start trying to push into law a larger coronavirus stimulus bill on their own or a smaller one with some Republican support. Behind that decision lies an even bigger question. How much of a mandate did Democrats win in November's election? And a group of 10 Republican senators, he writes, has countered with a much smaller $618 billion proposal that essentially keeps intact the Biden's plans, funds for vaccination work, good, shrinks some of the economic stimulus pieces, and jettisons others entirely. The Republican proposal leaves the president standing between his two main opening round promises: to take fast and big action on the virus, and to foster more bipartisanship in Washington. In other words, if he wants to foster more bipartisanship and make some kind of deal and have at least some of these 10 Republican senators, and maybe even more, sign on to a joint COVID virus relief package, well, then he's not going to be able to do this big, bold, world-changing, happy days are here again a kind of change that he's talking about. And even though that most Democrats, including some who are considered more on the moderate side, John Tester, the Democratic senator from Montana, has indicated, yeah, he's going to support Biden's bill, even if he doesn't moderate it to work with Republicans, but he wants the president to moderate it to work with Republicans. Look, it could be very, very important for Joe Biden, who's very, very haunted by some of the disappointments he experienced when he was with the Obama administration. The Obama team made what I think most historians view as a huge mistake by going forward with their stimulus package, first negotiating with the Republicans and then cutting it down to size a little bit. It was still $860 billion. And then even though they had tried to accommodate some Republicans, they ended up getting no Republican support at all. And they didn't need it then. And then they did it the same way, just with Democrats, not a single Republican vote for Obamacare. And the bill was never popular, and they ended up losing the Congress and lost the House of Representatives very dramatically, lost 60 seats. They don't want a repeat of that. And Biden doesn't want a repeat of that. And he knows that one way to avoid a repeat of that is to make this an answer to his other pledge, which was to work in a bipartisan basis that promotes unity. So what's the key arena for allowing that to happen? And should Republicans cooperate? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll get to that and some really good news on COVID-19 coming up.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's lots of outrageous stuff. Lots and lots of outrageous stuff. We will get to it. The very latest on the so-called Republican Civil War. Who deserves discipline by the Republican Party more? Is it Marjorie Taylor Greene or Liz Cheney? I don't think that's a tough question to answer, but we will get to that. I mentioned before the break that there was some really very good news, and this kind of snuck up on me. I didn't realize that this was happening. But it's remarkable, and it should be encouraging, and maybe it's, along with a bunch of other factors, is one of the reasons that the stock market is just perking along, up 568 points at the moment as it's about to close. That's an awfully good day. The announcement from Bloomberg, and they quote Paula Cannon, who is a professor of microbiology at the University of Southern California's Keck School of Medicine. It's worth noting that today, for the first time, the data show that more people were vaccinated than were reported as newly diagnosed cases. So said Paula Cannon, a professor of microbiology. That's worth celebrating. I'm all for that win. More Americans have now received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine than have tested positive for the virus. That's an early but hopeful milestone in the race to end the pandemic. One of the reasons it's hopeful is most of those people who have tested positive but recovered also have some immunity. The immunity is not perfect. It's not as reliable, apparently, as the immunity you get with the vaccine, which is up at 95% or above. But as of yesterday afternoon, 26.5 million Americans had received one or both doses of the current vaccines, according to data compiled by the Bloomberg Vaccine Tracker. And since the first U.S. patient tested positive outside of Seattle, it was in Kirkland, Washington, a little bit of hometown pride there, 26.3 million people in the country have tested positive. So we have 26.5 million who've gotten at least one vaccine, and 26.3 million have actually tested positive. Now, it's not quite as encouraging as it sounds, and the reason for that, and everybody knows this, is that there are more people who have actually gotten the disease than have tested positive, because not everybody tests, not everybody even shows symptoms. But still, it indicates that we are gaining, we are making progress. And look, I mean, here in where we live in the Northwest, restaurants are suddenly allowed to open up again with limited seating capacity, only one-fourth seating capacity. I think it's the same thing in New York and other places. But still, progress is progress. And the same thing, it seems to me, is true when it comes to the pending negotiations between President Biden and the Republican group of senators led by Senator Susan Collins of Maine. They met last night. They met for 2 hours, and both sides said it was a very useful meeting, that they were listening to each other, they were working things out. I think that President Biden was at some pains to not repeat any of the scenes with Nancy Pelosi walking out, or President Trump walking out as he did one point, or them shouting at each other. It wasn't that. This is what Senator Collins, newly reelected as the senator from Maine, said last night after she came out of the White House meeting with her fellow Republican senators. This is clip one.
We have just had a very productive, cordial two-hour meeting with the president and the vice president and some of their key aides to discuss the next steps on the COVID relief package. We outlined for the president the provisions that we have proposed as part of an approximately $600 billion package. He explained in more depth areas that were not fleshed out as much in the package, the $1.9 trillion package, and it was a very good exchange of views. I wouldn't say that we came together on a package tonight. No one expected that in a two-hour meeting. But what we did agree to do is to follow up and talk further at the staff level and amongst ourselves and with the president and vice president on how we can continue to work together on this very important issue.
Okay, one of the things that makes me feel encouraged is that the fact that they are even talking and negotiating and that they're going back together for further discussions has really kicked off a bunch of Democrats. It has. They say, oh no, we have to go bigger and bolder and bigger and more money. Of course, with no recognition of what crippling shape that would put our deficit in. But Senator Collins went even further in thanking the president. This is clip two.
All of us are concerned about struggling families, teetering small businesses, an overwhelmed healthcare system, getting vaccines out and into people's arms, and strengthening our economy and addressing the public health crisis that we face. So I think it was an excellent meeting, and we're very appreciative that as his first official meeting in the Oval Office, the president chose to spend so much time with us in a frank and very useful discussion. Finally, let me just say that we have demonstrated in the last year that we can come together on a bipartisan package dealing with the COVID crisis. In fact, we've done that not just once or twice, we've done it five times. And I am hopeful that we can once again pass a sixth bipartisan COVID relief package.
And that would be much better than the idea of political football. There is Democratic criticism of the Republican suggestion. The Republican suggestion says that for a single individual to get the $1,000 check they would authorize, not the $1,400 check that Biden is calling for, that you'd get that $1,000 check only if you're a single individual who earned less than $40,000 a year. The Biden plan, they haven't been specific about any income limits. We will get back to that and to more about the Republican Civil War and a Bigfoot hunting season, all coming up on the MedVed Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, comes under immense scrutiny for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. On Monday, a report details Cuomo's contentious relationship with the New York State Health Department. The Times report claimed 9 top health officials resigned over the last year. The former officials allege Cuomo sidestepped their proposals for dishing out COVID-19 vaccines to residents. They added Cuomo deleted decades worth of planning. 100-ish House Democrats are asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to include amnesty for some illegal immigrants in the COVID relief package. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is heading up the group of House Democrats who sent a letter to Pelosi over the weekend seeking amnesty for at least 5 million illegal immigrants deemed essential workers and added to the stimulus bill. 6 people were arrested Monday for trespassing after altering California's iconic Hollywood sign, changing the last 4 letters to B-O-O-B. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved show. The Democrats actually don't want Republicans to participate in the coronavirus pandemic rescue package. They don't. And there's a reason for it, and you have to actually look at some of the economic news to see the reason for it. I mentioned to you that the market was doing extremely well today, up 560 points at the moment. And there's also, if you take a look at the papers and the report yesterday from the Congressional Budget Office, and yeah, sometimes they're way off, but usually, especially for near-term projections, they're pretty good. And they have a piece reported by Kate Davidson at the Journal that says the U.S. economy is expected to expand more rapidly in 2021 than officials projected last July. And we talked about this yesterday, and the news just looks better and better for this year. They're saying year-end economic growth of 3.7% is projected. They're projecting that year-end jobless rate will be down to 5.3%, still too high, but moving in the right direction. And that we will have steady growth at least till 2025. That's for the rest of Biden's term, a steady growth of above 2% a year. Okay, if any of that is true, then the Democrats don't want the Republicans getting any credit. They would love to squeak through a rescue package for $1.9 billion or whatever it happens to be, because I believe they're very confident, and there's reasons to be very confident, that the economy will do well, and if they get their thing passed, and it's a Democratic bill, then they can rack that up as a big accomplishment for Joe Biden. Now, the reason for Republicans to get involved is not so they can claim part of the accomplishment, but so they can shrink the deficit-inducing negative aspects of this proposal. For instance, honest to goodness, the $15 minimum wage is not going to have a wonderful impact on small businesses, particularly outside of big, prosperous cities. A $15 minimum wage in West Virginia, one of the senators who met last night with President Biden was Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. That's $15 minimum wage. All of a sudden, you're going to raise from $7.25 federal minimum wage to $15. And then, by the way, there will be pressure, I'm sure, for some of the wealthier states to raise the minimum wage even more. That's pressure on the economy. But the idea that the Democrats don't want to compromise that away, well, because they can do it now, they can use it for reconciliation. And by the way, the Republicans can't really say, oh, how terrible of you to use it for reconciliation. It was the same way that President Trump got the tax cuts through in 2017. And it's the same way that President Trump tried to get the end of Obamacare through. He's using reconciliation where you don't need the 60 votes. And maybe that's one of those things that both parties should try to agree to, is moving away from using the reconciliation process to get around that 60-vote threshold, because that's an assurance that you're going to get a little bit more cooperation and a little bit more of that bipartisanship that everybody says we really, really want. Well, everybody except Chris Murphy, a very liberal Democrat, a particularly liberal and activist on gun regulation, and that's one of his favorite issues. He also doesn't believe we should exalt bipartisanship or cooperation as some kind of worthy goal. This is clip number 10. This is Senator Murphy of Connecticut on MSNBC.
Well, it's important to remember that bipartisanship is not an end, right? It should be a means toward an end. And the end that we should be seeking is to rescue this country from a devastating pandemic and a crippling economic recession. And so my perspective is, let's just do stuff that's really popular, right? It's really popular to give people $2,000 checks. It's really popular to increase the minimum wage. It's really popular to enact universal background checks. I mean, as long as we're doing things that enjoy broad bipartisan support in the American public, and we have the a process available to us to get it done with 50 votes in the Senate, then let's do it. It's really up to Republicans as to, you know, whether they join us or not.
Okay. Could somebody explain to me how universal background checks is going to help with COVID-19? I mean, by the way, I think most people, if they have some kind of workable formula for background checks, okay. It's not the it's not one of those end of the world issues. But honestly, this mania by Senator Murphy, where he talks about we have to deal with a pandemic that's claimed almost 500,000 Americans so far. And we have to get the vaccines out there. And, yeah, we have to do background checks. I honestly do not understand the connection. If somebody wants to outline that connection to me, you can call 1-800-955-1776. Joni Ernst, recently reelected senator from Iowa, she had a surprisingly easy time winning in the Cornhusker in Iowa. She spoke about what many Republicans consider the most dangerous part of Biden's package. This is clip 12.
Remain, again, laser focused on COVID-19 and not including a bunch of liberal priorities like a $15 minimum wage, which in Iowa would hammer our small businesses. When they are trying to get back on their feet, they are most vulnerable right now.
Okay, and the idea of hammering small businesses, what are you supposed to do if you're just barely breaking even? You were rescued, helped by some of those PPP loans, the Paycheck Protection Program, but you're just barely breaking even, and all of a sudden you have to raise wages for a bunch of people, and very often, if you're raising the minimum wage, well, then you have to also give some kind of a raise to the people who are already right above it. And where's that money supposed to come from? Unless you increase prices. And increasing prices, unless you have a really hot, booming economy, can be very punishing to your competitive position. And look, the fact that Joe Biden was willing to discuss this, that they were willing to talk about it, okay, maybe it's a little bit encouraging. Maybe more encouraging than the news on impeachment today. The Democrats filed their basic arguments that they're going to be using in the impeachment trial next week. Can you believe it? Starting off next week. And Republican lawyers for President Trump, new lawyers, have a somewhat contradictory message. They don't entirely agree. There does seem to be an indication that some of those lawyers are willing to go along with what President Trump wants to do, which is to make the idea of a fraudulent election part of the issue. There's a great deal of danger in that. The danger in that is that I think that a very sharply reducing and regularly reducing, shrinking group of Americans actually believes that the election was fraudulent. Why? Because there has been virtually nothing in terms of any kind of evidence or proof, which is why all of those cases got left out of court. So the difficulty then is you put Republican senators, if you are going to be pushing and pushing and pushing, well, the election was a fraud, I had to do what I had to do. If that is the claim, and the claim being, and the Republican Senate lawyers seem to say that the claim is going to be that President Trump has freedom of speech like everybody else. Yeah, but is it appropriate to incite people after an election has been legally certified and checked with information that is just flat out false? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at michaelmedvet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved Show, today the Democrats filed their papers, basically, that indicate the direction that they plan to go when the impeachment trial, the most recent impeachment trial, the second impeachment trial, begins next week. And Washington Post is reporting House Democrats made their case to convict former President Donald Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol in a sweeping impeachment brief filed with a Senate today that accused Trump of jeopardizing the foundations of American democracy by whipping his supporters into a frenzy for the sole purpose of retaining his hold on the presidency. Now, obviously, that's pretty colorful language, but you've seen the videotapes. Some of those people were in a frenzy. And obviously, if you're a sane and decent human being, and I believe that most of the people who were there for the Save America rally, most of them were not lowlifes and crooks or people with criminal records, but they behaved like they were. The people who actually stormed the Capitol building, there were many other people I know who were there at the rally who were appalled at what happened. But the Post reports that in the brief, the House's 9 impeachment managers made an impassioned case that Trump was singularly responsible for the mayhem that day. Now, that's an overreach, which is not going to help them. And singularly responsible is clearly wrong, because what you're saying is that the people who were there on Trump's behalf are just pawns. They can just be manipulated easily. They're just like little pieces you move on a chessboard. They have no agency. They have no free choice. They have no responsibility themselves. The idea that one individual is responsible for something that was planned in advance, and they now have evidence that there had been bombs that were planted the night before. Look, the one thing that you can say is this, and I think that, frankly, Liz Cheney said it better than anybody else. Without the president, this never happens. But the term singularly responsible, and that is a term in their case, it's their impeachment brief. Using the term singularly responsible is a bad move, and it's a mistake. They say he is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, the threshold for conviction laid out in the Constitution, primarily, the Democratic papers say, because he used the powers of his office to advance his own personal political interests at the expense of the nation. And again, that's a very, very foolish argument. And not an effective one, because you're probably listening out there, and you can feel free to call if you want, 1-800-955-1776. But you're thinking, wait a minute, every single president, including Barack Obama, including George W. Bush, including Ronald Reagan, has, yes, of course, been concerned about the future of the nation. But there are elements of every presidency, and there are no exceptions. There are no exceptions where you can say that the powers of the office were used to advance a president's own personal political interests. I mean, come on. What do you think is involved when the president gets on Air Force One, and then with pomp and circumstance and with Hail to the Chief playing in the background, he goes out and campaigns for members of his own party? Isn't that trying to advance his own political interest? It's what presidents do. I think that they are on stronger ground if they say that President Trump, after he lost the election, it wasn't even his own personal political interest, because no sane person believed, really, no sane person honestly believed. I don't think that President Trump believed it. I don't think he believed that he could overturn the election. And one of the defenses that is being used is also incredibly foolish. One of the, Schoen, who is one of the two lead lawyers who is now going to be representing President Trump, has said that, look, our defense is that President Trump, when he gave that speech, he said nothing that was untrue. That is horse bucky. One of the things President Trump said is, he said, if Mike Pence does the right thing, then I'm still president. That is not true. It was not. There's nothing that Mike Pence could have done. And again, and that provoked people to come up there chanting, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence, because he was going along with a legal proceeding that had been ordained in the Constitution, for goodness sake. The Democrats say this: if provoking an insurrectionary riot against a joint session of Congress after losing an election is not an impeachable offense, it is hard to imagine what would be. Okay. And by the way, you'll notice they're using the term insurrectionary riot, which I think is a much better term. This is not a full insurrection. There was no plan to try to unseat the government. Yes, they were trying to interfere with a governmental process, which was certifying the election votes. But and they'd already been certified, but it's basically just counting them. It's just a ceremonial kind of occasion. Hours after the Democrats submitted their papers, Trump's new defense lawyers filed a 14-page response to the House article of impeachment that denied that the former president incited the crowd at his rally on January 6th to storm the Capitol, and that he ever encouraged engaging in destructive behavior. Of course he did. Sorry, what does it mean when you summon people to Washington on this particular day and you say it's going to be wild? What kind of behavior were you trying to incite? How is it anything other than instructive behavior after every legal process, every legal avenue, every political avenue has been exhausted? And your own Republican state legislators and your own secretaries of state and basically anyone who's looked at this vote has said, you lost. How is it somehow not engaging in destructive behavior to get people to come to Washington when there are lots of people who are saying things like, I'm willing to sacrifice my life? There have been at least a dozen people who proudly said that they would sacrifice their lives to overturn the election. Doesn't that sound a little bit cuckoo now? It did at the time, too. The brief for President Trump says, the 45th president exercised his First Amendment rights under the Constitution to express his belief that the election results were suspect. Insufficient evidence exists upon which a reasonable jurist could conclude that the 45th president's statements were accurate or not, and he therefore denies they were false. And this then goes to all of his statements, and they may win on this argument. Remember, to win, they don't need to win a majority of the senators. To win, they don't even need to win, they do need to win a majority of the Republican senators. But not much of a majority, because the Republicans would have to get 17 senators who would vote to impeach President Trump. The irony here is that if he is impeached, if that happened, it would probably hurt the Democrats a great deal, because they would be blamed for it, and there would be less possibility of what would be a very divisive and difficult thing for most Republicans, would be a renewed Trump campaign. When Bill O'Reilly was on the show yesterday, I thought he made a perceptive comment, which is that he doesn't think Trump is going to run in 2024 unless there is a complete economic collapse. There's hardship everywhere across the country, something like a great recession again, and that he could come in as, look, I'm Mr. Prosperity. I'm the guy who built the greatest economy we've ever seen, and you need to turn to the old businessman with all his faults and all his foibles. And even then, I think that President Trump at this point coming back might have a tough time. There is another pending struggle coming up in the Congress of the United States, not just impeachment, but a desire where they have over 50 Democrats now have signed on, and they want to push forward. They only need a handful of Republicans. It's to expel Marjorie Taylor Greene, congresswoman from QAnon, from the Congress of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.